Never Trump author laments shortage of immigrant servant class. By Neil Monroe on August 5, 2022. The government should import more migrants because comfortable people are losing their cheap imported mates. Janitors, cooks, drivers, and stoop labor, according to Mona Charan, policy editor of TheBulwark.com, a Never Trump website. Charan's August 3 hand-wringing begins. Postcards from the Great American Labor Shortage. A couple arrives at the Seattle airport after a five-hour flight and stands in line at the car rental desk. It quickly becomes clear that something is wrong. The line snakes through the garage. People are angry, there aren't enough employees on hand to vacuum, wash, fuel, and process the cars. A couple has been driving for several hours and requires a bathroom stop. They pull into a Burger King. The doors are locked. The only service is at the drive-thru. Why? Lack of employees. Perhaps you've stayed in a hotel recently? Maid service and room service are scarce. If hotels offer these services at all, they are available only upon request. About 25% of restaurant and hotel employees are immigrants. What could be going on here? This is the discontent of the Republican aristocracy, responded Jessica Vaughn, the director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. She continued, I can't have someone come make my bed every day in my hotel room. No one will come pick my garbage up off the floor. No one would leave me a new chocolate on my pillow. It is almost comical, but she is preaching to an decreasingly small choir. Oh my God, responded Kevin Lin, the founder of U.S. Tech Workers, adding, it's the height of arrogance that an entitled person like Mona Charan is reeling because someone isn't there to step and fetch it for her. To think that the solution to these workplace problems is to bring in more foreigners is more than just being blind. Charan explained her woes in an August 3 article, headlined, We Need an America First Immigration Policy. A shortage of immigrants is driving up Americans' wages, which in turn drives up prices, complained Charan, whose operation has been aided by wealthy donors. That dining room set you've been waiting to have delivered? A shortage of port workers and truck drivers is slowing everything down, she wrote. The solution is more immigration, she declared. Those migrant workers would be driving trucks, administering IVs at hospitals, cleaning hotel rooms, picking vegetables, and designing software, and caring for the elderly. And, by the way, they would be helping to bring down the overall price level. Her establishment's solution, import migrants to cut wages and shrink inflation, is shared by many investors, the Wall Street Journal, and by many Democrats. Charan's focus on America first, instead of Americans first, is notable, said Vaughn. Charan and her allies view workers as providing services, not as American citizens with a stake in the future of their country, she said, adding. This is an illustration of the classic divide on immigration between elites in American society and the rest of us Americans. The elites who benefit from immigration only want more of it. They are oblivious to the costs for American employees, who, by the way, are most of the GOP voters, and who want to see immigration reduced because it is creating unfair competition for them and is costly to taxpayers. Charan is among the few who benefit from mass immigration to American society. Every policy has winners and losers, and mass immigration benefits employers and the wealthy who consume the services that are provided most cheaply by immigrants rather than U.S. citizens. Charan's comments are akin to saying the beatings will continue until morale improves, said Lin, adding. This isn't an America First agenda. This is an American's last agenda. It is a corporatist agenda. It is short-sighted, that will only lead us to less productivity and less innovation. The voters see right through it. Trump won in 2016 because he was the only politician in both parties speaking about class warfare. And when I read a piece by an entitled elitist like Mona Charan, it smacks of class warfare. Charan's vision says America is a corporatocracy. But American means a citizen who has not only rights but also responsibilities and expectations. And the corporatocracy doesn't want them to have expectations of a middle-class lifestyle, of job security, or a pension. Charan's article linked to an April article on TheBulwark.com by Linda Chavez, a long-standing advocate of cheap migrant labor. We should be opening our doors wider so that those seeking refuge in the United States can come here and help fill those jobs. said Chavez, who is a board member of an investor-owned firm that rents out blue-collar workers to other companies, including hospitals. Charan's hand-wringing lament is also economic nonsense, said Lin. Americans are ready and willing to do the work, in exchange for decent wages, he said. This nonsense about hospitals not being able to find enough people. Well, every year several thousand American citizen or permanent residents can't get residencies at us teaching hospitals. And during the height of the COVID emergency, pleas were made we asked policymakers to put these doctors to work and, employers, wouldn't do it. When they're saying there's a physician shortage and they need more immigrants, look to the sidelines, there's loads of Americans there. The so-called shortage of STEM graduates is also a corporate fraud, he added. Democrats push that myth because they work for the investors, said Lin. We have millions of workers in America who have been shunted aside and have left the labor force, said Vaughn. That should be a greater policy concern, how do we draw those workers back into the workforce? Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of legal and illegal migrants plus temporary visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, managers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This federal economic policy of extraction migration has tilted the free market toward investors and employers. The inflationary policy makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to get married, advance in their careers, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration has also slowed innovation and shrunk Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using cheap stoop labor instead of productivity-boosting technology. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. The flood of cheap labor tilts the economy towards low-productivity jobs and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. An economy built on extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. The progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits poor foreigners and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. This migration policy also minimizes shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Business-backed migration advocates hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. For example, progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration is good for migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. The polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration, but they also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.